a chance at our summer picnic to meet Bruce Bernstein. Now, Bruce is, he is the chair of the Fargo-Moorhead Camera Club. Now, you know, a lot of people are like, I didn't know, or they wanted to, or they would have joined. And that's one of the reasons I asked Bruce to come in. Bruce, good to have you on News and Views.
Well, thanks. Nice to be here. And you're right about, we keep running into that.
Yeah.
When we talk to people about, we talk to the camera club, and all of a sudden they'll look at you and they'll go, I didn't know we had a camera club.
Yeah, they're passionate about photography.
Sure, sure.
And they didn't know that they could actually be around other individuals that are camera enthusiasts.
Yeah, well, certainly can. And our club's been in existence. It's been a really successful club and been in existence for, we're celebrating our 85th year.
Okay, so you know. Let's do this right away.
Okay.
Let's give them the details if they want to join, and then we'll do that again at the end. So go ahead.
We have a organizational meeting. We meet two times a month from October through May, but we have an organizational meeting tomorrow night, and you're welcome at any meeting, but your meeting tomorrow night would be nice. We meet at the First Presbyterian Church at 650 Second Avenue North. That's downtown Fargo. It's easy to find because it's right straight across the street from the main post office downstairs. It's that big sort of stone church there. Beautiful place.
I was at a funeral for Bill Guy there, and it was just amazing.
Sure. Yeah.
But okay. So people, the work itself.
Yeah.
I've got to talk about, I was visiting with a friend. There was a wedding over the weekend in my hometown, pretty much family known by everybody. So it was one of those small town 500 person weddings.
Sure.
You know.
Sure.
Anyway, the photographer, I saw her out there on the father-daughter dance.
Uh-huh.
And she's just boom, 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 boom.
Yep.
And I talked to one of the ushers in the wedding. And I said, wow. He said she was up to 1,500 photos already.
Yes.
Well, your world has changed.
Oh, it's been a sea change.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. And I joined the club in 2005. So I've been there 18 years. And digital was just kind of in its infancy then.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm a big fan of digital, but there was some resistance. Every time you change like that, you've got the old guard that was excellent.
Is it about equipment or is it about quality?
Well, it's about, it's kind of about both.
Okay.
I think digital has so many pluses over film that there's just no contest. However, I'm not saying that there aren't any downsides. You could make arguments for the fact that, there's some downsides. People don't print as much anymore.
Yeah.
Which is kind of everything's up on Facebook or on the computer.
Or on your cell phone.
Right, exactly. But nevertheless, that it's I keep telling photographers, you have more ability now to put yourself into your photos. In other words, what your vision is than you've ever had before.
Give me an example.
Well, for instance, see what people don't do now, and it's probably the difference between your neophyte photographer and your photographer that would be the type of person that would maybe be in the camera club and be more interested in, is that they don't post-process their images. If you want to have your images look better, the best thing you can do is get some software on a computer or whatever, and some of it's free out there, that you can at least adjust contrast with your images and sharpen them and give them more pop and that. And that's what you do. And if you get good at that, you can really, really make, you'll look at a photo and you go, this is good. And then all of a sudden you start working with it and it becomes great.
It always was art.
I
get that, but can really, I want to walk people through, I mean, by your very nature, you're about design, you're about imagery. So walk people through one of your pieces of work on here that drew my attention.
Well, that's a bit of a complicated piece of work.
Well, give them the 100 level version.
Okay. There's something that came about by digital. It was called HDR. What HDR means is high dynamic range. That means that you can get into situations where the whites and the brights are way at one end and the darks are way at the other, and the contrast level is really stretched out. And they came up with HDR, where you do multiple exposures of a thing like that, and then you can start compressing that down into something that where the highlights aren't all blown out or whatever. I do the interiors. I don't have it on the brochure, but I did an interior of the St. Louis Basilica. And I was getting it so you could get all the detail in the pews and everything, but not blow the windows out. Okay, see what I mean?
Yep,
and,
I do
and
know.
That's what I did with that particular photo that you're looking at. And then I probably put a little filtration on it. I did some, things like that, and I just went with it
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, my wife worked with a wonderful person out of Breckenridge, you know, and her daughter, Golda, but she has a passion about photography and photographing owls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she does. She. Sure. I mean, owls that I never knew lived right next to me.
Yeah.
And to me, that's a huge part and a huge beauty in what you guys do. You're going to show me things that I didn't know that are right here.
Yeah.
I mean, that must be pretty rewarding when somebody sees that.
It is. We have a number of photographers that do really great nature stuff. Sharon Watson, though, out of Buxton, does a lot of birds. And like I said, she's going to do one of our first educational nights about bird photography. But she's an encyclopedia on birds. I mean, and their behavior and all of that and how to take pictures of them and all that. So, and you see that a lot in Anna Frisell is another one. She won at the convention now, the N4C convention, which we are a member of N4C as well. And she just won first place in the nature print category.
Anna's worked with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've asked Anna to go do sports photography for me.
And this is one of hers on here.
Oh, really? The fox.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I know you're not seeing what we're talking about. Yeah. But
it's too bad. But
yeah, there's a beautiful red fox with a red fox cubs kits.
Yeah.
Right?
I think I forgot what the name of that one. I think it's something about family or whatever.
Yeah. You know? But I begged her to go down to Frisco, Texas and photograph the bison on the sideline once. And she's just wonderful. Yeah. But the passion to me isn't hard to see why. To me, the patience.
Yeah.
That's where I would drop the ball for you. I mean, if I were there to be a great photographer, it would seem to me that it can't just be about how many times you click. It has to be about whether or not you're in the right spot and everything to go with it.
Right. And you have to have an eye for photos, you know, too. You start developing that after you just get into it. You see things you see things a little bit differently than other people do. For instance, you got a great photo right in your studio here. So I saw.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Abby, he's talking about the one where you're in it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the tricky one.
What it was we were delivering. Is this what you're talking about?
No, that's actually not what I'm talking about. You have one in the front of your studio here that should be taken.
And
it's the booth with all of the tech stuff and then all of the post-it notes. It reminds me of the advertisement where the woman is putting notes on and she's sticking deals on her phone. Oh, it's great.
Let me describe it to you folks. The newsroom won't give up a nutcracker, and it's a life-size nutcracker Christmas, and they put little notes everywhere on it, and then Don Haney's got notes on his computer.
Yeah.
He's old school.
Loves his post-it notes.
Exactly.
It's great.
Want to ask you a little bit about the history of it, because to me, what's so important about what you and others can do in the camera club, you know, we're losing things. We're losing some beautiful old barns, for example.
Yeah.
We're losing some of those. The shed that you put in here, the farm shed, is something that as I grew up could have been on any farm.
Yep.
But tomorrow it could be gone.
Yeah.
And so it's important what you guys do.
Right. Yeah. And there's a lot of photographers in the club that like to take that approach. Where they go out, they see buildings like that or mm-hmm. historical things, and they're taking pictures of it as well. And I do that as well. I don't just do the turn a photograph into art kind of thing. I like to do that.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty eclectic when it comes to just all kinds of different photography. And that's how most people are in camera clubs. But we're amateurs. See, I've always maintained, and this might be controversial, but I've maintained that we as amateurs, that advanced amateurs, are actually better than the pros. And the reason is that a pro is just looking for something that they can put out, that they can take pictures of, and that can sell, and they can put it out in an efficient manner. We as amateurs don't worry about that. We worry about a picture, and we're willing to have the patience that you were talking about to spend
not a job.
And turn it into something really good.
Okay, I got 10 seconds left. If people want to come know more about you, where do they go?
They go to the first, tomorrow night, 7 p.m., First Presbyterian Church, 650 2nd Avenue North. It's right across the street from the main post office.
All right, don't forget to say hi to Anna Frisell for me.
Okay, I will.
All right. Yeah.